Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 178 for Wednesday, December 9th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended lower Wednesday in sympathy with Chicago soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $3.50 to $4 lower, with the January contract coming in at $469.30 a ton. A new report by the USDA raised the outlook for U.S. stockpiles of soybeans by a larger amount than analysts had expected. That weighed on oilseeds. Malaysian palm oil futures, European rapeseed futures, and crude oil were all lower, which undermined the market. The soybean crop in Brazil is improving with recent rain, which was also bearish. However, some early farmer selling helped give some support to the market, along with gains in U.S. wheat. Canola crush margins are strong, which was supportive, and demand is reasonably strong. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down slightly with the January contract at $8.76 per bushel. Today's report by the USDA pegged domestic inventories of U.S. soybeans at 1.79 billion bushels. That's up from last month's estimate of 1.76 billion. The report said exports to other countries had been slow, and tough competition from other countries was making it difficult to compete. There are worries about Argentina, too, as farmers there are sitting on a huge stockpile of soybeans that could flood onto the market once the country's export tax is lowered. Corn was relatively unchanged, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.74 a bushel. The USDA didn't change its estimate for the amount of corn in the U.S. It predicts inventories at the end of the 2015-16 season will total 212 million tons, which was roughly the same guess as last month. At the same time, the department believes the amount of corn used for ethanol will increase. On the bearish end of things, U.S. exports of corn are expected to soften slightly. Chicago wheat was 78 cents higher. The most frequently traded March contract came in at $4.90 a bushel. The government pegged domestic inventories of U.S. wheat at 911 million bushels. That was below analyst estimates of 917 million bushels, which turned out to be bullish for the market. Storage of U.S. wheat is expected to rise slightly as a result. On the flip side of the coin, the world is swimming in wheat right now, which definitely limited the upside. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.